available and off that was the highest pursuit of
my shiur gemara brachas, but most of the shiur is not exuded. So on daf tes amid aleph, there is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Bavli presents it that the machlokes is whether you need asiyas hasuka lishma. Asiyas lishma. If you do need lishma, goes on hanochas haschach. You don't need the tfanas have to be made lishma, but the schach. So Beis Shammai rub the opinion that you need hanochas haschach has to be lishma. So if a Nochri will put it up, it won't be acceptable. A Nochri cannot create the Shema. And if you put it up in the middle of the summer just for fun to have a little hut, the kids are going to play. They didn't have in mind the Shem Sukkah. Shem Mitzvah Sukkah is no good. And they still disagree. As long as the Schach was put up the Shem Tzeil, it doesn't have to be put up the Shem Mitzvah. So we know that a get has to be written the Shema. And that's based on the Loshon HaPasuk, because of law. Sefer Kriyas, the word law means lishma. You hear there's such a similar drasha. It's not pshuto shal mikro, it's a drasha. So here it says, Chag Sukkos tasa lecha. So the Gemara darshed in Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, who hold that you need hanochas haschach lishma. The Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk, let's go back a little bit. The Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk read, Chag Sukkos tasa lecha shivas yamim. So Pasha Pshat is you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days at the season of the year, at the ingathering season of the year. And Eretz Yisrael doesn't rain the whole summer. So it's going to start to rain. You start saying Talamot, you start saying Mashav Roch after Sukkot, so it's going to start to rain. So you have to bring all the Paris in from the field that they shouldn't get ruined. That's the Pshutu Shal Mikra. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Achaz Dibur Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamayti, because Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash in such a way that it has more than one level of interpretation. So the additional level of interpretation, you leave out the word Chag for a moment, so you say, Sukkah is Tasa L'cho, you have to construct the Sukkah, and you dash in Tasa V'lam and Asik. Shivas Yomim, the Sukkah has to be stored enough to last for 7 days. If you think it's going to collapse in the middle of the 7 days, you know, it's Yoitz on the first day when it's still standing. And what material should you use to make Schach? Asiyas HaSukkah goes on the Schach, Ba'os B'chom B'gor Nacham Mi'kvecha, Psalas Gor Me'yakev. That's the additional level of interpretation. So the whole taich, the additional level, sounds very nice, but the word chag stands out. How can you reinterpret the pasuk that it goes on Asiyas HaSukkah? So the Gemara says, the word chag, in this additional level of interpretation, means a korban chagiga. Korban chagiga is a shlamim, and a korban shlamim is a hegdash. So it's a, there's a din of me'ila. So sukkah is hukash lechag. In this additional level of interpretation, it means sukkah is tasa lecha. You should construct the sukkah by placing the schach. And Beis Shammai say tasa lecha means l'shem mitzvah, just like the cost of Allah sefer Kriyas, and law means l'shma. So over here, Chag Sukkot Tasa Lecha means L'Shem Mitzvah. And the Chag means that the Sukkah is Hukash to a Korban Chagig. Has it been like a Korban Chagig, a Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, just like there's an Isa Me'ila and a Korban Shlamim, Chachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. There's such a similar drasha regarding the Pasuk by Tzitzis, G'dilim Tasa Lecha. So the Gemara says, Lecha means L'Shem Mitzvah. You have to... How do you formulate the sentence? So you have to tie the tzitzis on l'shem. G'dilim tasa l'cho means you should tie the tzitzis on l'shma. Or g'dilim tasa l'cho means that you have to prepare the strings l'shma. But the tying on doesn't have to be l'shma. So that's a machlekes harishayim over here. A machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. If a nochri ties the tzitzis on, then afkamina should have been if a nochri can tie tzitzis. A nochri cannot create l'shma. So that nafkemina is not acceptable because the Gemara says in Menachos in Perek Atcheles, Gemara has a lot there about tzitzis. The Gemara says there that the parsha of tzitzis starts off, Dabel b'nei Yisov v'amarta lehem. So this Yosel lehem tzitzis. So the Gemara darshins b'nei Yisov v'yosel v'lo u'masoy lo'osel. The tzitzis have to be tied on by a Jew. If it's tied by a Nochri, it's not acceptable. So some Rishonim say, yeah, because if a Nochri ties, it can't create Lushma, and the tzitzis have to be tied on Lushma. And that's how Rashi and Tosfos understand, that you need asiyah lishma. And the Gemara has a machlokes here in Sukkah, Daftes, and a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. How far back do you go? How much is called asiyah lishma? Only tying on the chuti hatzitzis on the beggar needs lishma? Or even twining this, taking the wool and converting it into strings, and twining the string has to be shizurim. We are machmal like the Rabbein and Tamar Tosfos, that the strings of the tzitzis have to be shizurim. We're machmal to kafel shmeina. The different opinion is how shazur does it have to be twined. So we're machmal that it should be kafel shmeina, eight strings all twined together. So Rashi and Tosfos learned that kshiras hachutim on the beggar needs lishma, everybody agrees. The machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is how much is called asiyas hatzitzis lishma, only tying onto the beggar, or even converting the wool into thread and making it into string, that's also called gedilim tasalcha. To make the string, to manufacture the string, is also called asiyah lishma. And the Rambam says, no, the Gemara learns that, tabel b'nei yisov emata alayim yasol lem tzitzis b'nei yisov yasov v'lo umas oylem asu, if enochi make tzitzis is possible. But it's not because you need lishma. You don't need lishma, nafkimino bi akotin. A child before bar mitzvah will tie on the tzitzis onto the beggar. So according to the Rambam, that's fine, there's no problem. And the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel over here only goes on tviyas achutim. Gedilim tasa lecha, if you darshan tasa lecha l'shem mitzvah, so taking the wool and converting it into string and making the string twine, that has to be lushma. But tying the string onto the beggar doesn't have to be lushma. So that's two opinions of Shulchan Aruch, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand, whether tying the chutim onto the beggar needs lishma, that can mean whether cotton cannot create lishma. Anochri cannot create lishma, but that's not enough kamina, because that's the Gemara Menacha says anochri cannot tie tzitzit, because b'nei Yisrael v'loi ha'nochrim. Cotton is machlekes. Punkt, I was, my parents lived in Philadelphia for a while. I was born in Pennsylvania, and the local day school in Philadelphia only went to the fifth grade. So my parents sent me, most of the other parents sent their children to Baltimore to go to Yeshiva Ketan. My parents sent me to New York because my grandparents lived there. My grandfather was a shamus and Rabbi Peretzky's Young Israel of Trima. My grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. So he didn't ask a shayla. I used to tie the tzitzis on the talesim in the shul. If the rabbi was a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Peretzky, if he would have known, he would have not allowed it. But my grandfather didn't know. He didn't know it's 2 days in the shulchan. So half the people were wearing questionable tzitzis. So the Gemara here is discussing which mitzvahs need asiyah lishma. It could be that Yidarshan. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that according to Beis Shammai, you need hanochas haschach lishma, because Yidarshan the pasuk chag hasukkos tasa lecha l'shem mitzvah. And Beis Hillel say no, chag hasukkos tasa lecha means shalcha. If it's stolen, it's no good. But you don't need lishma. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. That's a simple reading of the Bavli, that there's no need for, according to the way we pass like this, so there's no need for asiyah lishma by a sukkah at all. Tosfos on the top of Tesam and Aleph, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that has a totally different version, that both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel both agree that hanochas haschach does require lishma. The only machlokes says how much of the schach needs lishma. So Beis Shammai say the entire sukkah. Let's say this is the sukkah. Every stitch, every inch of schach needs hanochah lishma. And Beis Hillel say no. If you put a tefach al tefach, you put mashu al pnei kula, one slat of wood that goes from one end of the sukkah to the other, that's sufficient to inject the lishma. So according to the Yerushalmi's version, they both agree that you have to have lishma. They just argue how much needs lishma. That doesn't correspond to the Bavli, it says. Because the Bavli says, according to Beis Hillel, the word Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha, the word Lecha doesn't mean L'shem Mitzvah. The word Lecha means L'mutei Gzula, that a Sukkah Gzula is no good. So it seems to be a machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So that's a question. Why does the Shulchan Aruch, why did Tosfos bother to quote the Yerushalmi? It's against the Bavli, and why are we choshesh l'chatchila for the Yerushalmi? Are you choshesh even b'di'evet? So most of the Achrenim say, we're not choshesh b'di'evet. Mikra din, we really don't paskan like the Yerushalmi, because it contradicts the Bavli. Then the Tam Tosfos also quotes Ubasa Hachi, the next piece in the Yerushalmi, Isa Hasam. Yerushalmi has like this: what if someone baked matzah not l'shem mitzvah? Is that acceptable or not? How does it compare to making, building, constructing a sukkah not l'shem mitzvah? So the Yerushalmi says, "Dizel b'machlekes b'sham and bisul," where they need baking the matzah lishma. We usually assume, not so, we usually assume, Sagamar Psachim Daf Mem, that you need Shmura Matzah. What does it mean Shmura? So it's a Machlekes HaRishayim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlekes HaRishayim. Some Rishayim, the Rambam seems to say that Shmur just means Shima Michimutz. Should be careful, it didn't become Chametzdik. And Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi in Taisid Lan, Shmura means Asiya Lishma, that you have to bake it Lishma. So that's Beila Bisilat Beila Beishamayips. And the Babli says every mitzvah needs a separate pasuk. By tzitzis there's a separate pasuk, and by sukkah there's a separate pasuk, and by ksiva sefer Torah the Ramban has in the Melchamas over here. There's a famous Melchamas. So the Ramban has and says, I just participated in the ksiva sefer Torah yesterday, and see him ksiva sefer Torah. So the pasuk that the Gemara learns out the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is kisva lachem as hashira hazois. Also, Pshuto Shal Mikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu into Yeshua ben Nun, and he's talking about Shiras Hazinu, and he's telling them that Shiras Hazinu is different from the rest of the Chumash. The rest of the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Omer, the Kosev. Moshe Rabbeinu first delivers the prophecy to Bnei Yisrael, and it's Chala Adin Nevuah. Nevuah means Bore Nibs Vasayim. You pronounce something with your lips. So Moshe Rabbeinu delivers the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and afterwards Chal Hashem Nevuah, then Moshe Omer, the Kosev, then he writes it down in the Sefer Torah, and it's Chal Hashem Torah on it. And Shiras Hazinu was Fakert. It was Kisva Lachem V'Lamda. First you write it down, and then you tell it over to Bnei Yisrael. That's how the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash, on that pasuk. So the Pshuto Shal Mikra is Kisva Lachem. HaKadosh Baruch is talking to Moshe and to Yeshua ben Nun. Kis v'lachem as hashira hazois. Write down shira hazino. First write it down. Different from kala tarukula, that first you deliver the nevuah, then you write it down. Here, kis v'lachem, first write it down. And then v'lamda is b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Torah Shabbat Peh has additional level of interpretation. That kis v'lachem, the pshuto shal mikro from the context is clearly HaKadosh Baruch is talking to Moshe and Yeshua, and he's talking about Shira Hazinu. That's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. But in addition to the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the Torah Shabbat Peh says that we have an additional level of interpretation. HaKadosh Baruch is talking to every Jewish man. That's how the Rambam says the women are not mechuyev in Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's how the Rambam understands. Shagas Aryeh disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks that women should be mechuyev. A woman, if she'll write a Sefer Torah, it'll be puzzle. So the women are mechuyev to hire a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah, or the women, the whole community chips in together, and the whole community writes a Sefer Torah on the assumption that you can yotze the mitzvah b'shutva. Yesterday, Sefer Torah was not a community. Yesterday, Sefer Torah, Rabbi Chafetz, his brother. Some of us will remember him. He used to visit the yeshiva every so often. He learned the yeshiva. Visit the yeshiva. So he donated a Sefer Torah. He completed the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara has this additional level of interpretation. Kisva lachem as hashira hazos. The entire Torah is referred to as shira, not only shira hazino. And the Torah tells us that the purpose of writing, every Jew writing a Sefer Torah is v'lamda is b'nei Yisrael, in order that everyone should be able to learn from the Sefer Torah. So the Ramban writes in the Melchamas here that the Gemara assumes that ksiva Sefer Torah, other mesichtas in Gittin, ksiva Sefer Torah has to be written lishma. Where did they get that assumption from? The Gemara here says you always need a pasuk. So the Ramban says the same pasuk. It says kisva lachem. The word lachem, like over here. Like over here, like because of law. Law lishma by the gets, here. Chagasulus tasa lacha. So the word lacha means l'shem mitzvah. And by tzitzis gdilim tasa lacha, lacha means l'shem mitzvah. So there also kisva lachem, l'shem choyvaschem. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that in Hebrew there are two different words, the word chov and the word chovo. If I owe you money, that's called a chov. I borrowed $1,000, I owe you a chov. You don't say it's a chovo, it's a chov. Chovo means, you're like tefillin, you're to say kriyashma, you're to shake a lulav. That's a chovo. He said he doesn't. He thinks that must be a misprint in the Gemara. The Gemara has over here the drasha, gedilin tasa l'cho l'shem chov cho. It should say l'shem chovascha, not the shame chovcha. And he said the Ramban also has like that. Kisvu lachem, lachem is l'shem chovchem. What l'shem chov? Chov b'sachi of mammon. We ought to check, now they have so many collections of girsos of kisviyah. We should check to see if there's a shina girs over here. Because it really rubs you the wrong way to say l'shem chovchem. So this is the sugyan tesam et aleph. There is a Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Hei on the base. The Gemara at the beginning of Yevamos in other Masechtos also has a Machlokes HaTanoim whether you darshan smuchim. A hekesh means if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection between the two. That's a hekesh. And if you have two dinim written and two psukim that are next to each other, that's smuchim. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Do you darshan smuchim and kol HaTorah kulo or not? In Mishnah Torah and Chumash Devarim, they all agree that you darshan smuchim. And the first four chumashim, that's a Machlokes. So in Chumash Devarim, there are many famous drushes that are based on smuchim. So one of the many, the whole institution of Malkus, the whole Perikei Elohein Aloikin, who gets Malkus, whoever violates an Avera, that's similar to Lo Sachsim Shabbadisha. Dumi Dolab Da Chasima. Chasima with a Samach, not the Gemar Chasima Teva with a Tov. Chasima Lo Sachsim Shabbadisha. So where did they get this Dumi Dolab Da Chasima? Because the two psukim are one next to the other. It says, V'hoyom bin HaKoysa Rosha. And the next pasuk is Lo Sachs Moshe B'Dishon. And Chumash Dvarim, everybody agrees that Yidashim Achum. So the whole perik, Elohein Aloiken, is dedicated to that din that's based on Smuchim and Mishnah Torah. There are many other famous drushes. One of the other famous drushes is in Kriya Shema that we say every day. It says, Ekshartam Laos Al Yedecha V'Hayur Tatoviz Beinecha. The next pasuk says, Uchsaftam Al Mezuzes Beisecha B'Sharecha. So what's the Smuchim? What are Yidashim, the connection? Whoever is obligated to lay tefillin, Jewish men, adults, passed by mitzvah, obligated to lay tefillin, is kosher for ksivas mezuzah. Uchsafta, mishyeshnem b'kshira, yeshnem b'ksiva. So women are not mechuyib to lay tefillin, even if they want to volunteer, but they're not mechuyib to lay tefillin. Ketanim, even if they volunteer to lay tefillin before by mitzvah, they're not obligated to lay tefillin. And nochrim are not obligated to lay tefillin. So a non-Jew or a Jewish child before bar mitzvah, that my grandfather never encouraged me to write Oseus and the Sefer Torah, that much he knew. But the tzitzis, he didn't realize that. So a kotten cannot write a mezuzah. Women are mechuyib a mezuzah, but they can't write their own mezuzah. They have to get a man, a Jewish man, to write the mezuzah, and then they have to put it up on the door. So the Gemara learns that from the psukim, from the smichas of psukim. One pasuk next to the other, Chumash Dvarim, everybody darshan smuchim. We say, Mishyeshnim b'kshira, yeshnim b'ksiva. Whoever is mechuyev in tefillin is kosher to write a mezuzah. So it sounds like it's a gzeres hakosav, a connection between ksivas, mezuzah, and tefillin. So Tosfos is there, Memhei Mibeis and Gittin, quotes the Rabbi Natam. From this Gemara, the Rabbi Natam derived the din that a woman cannot tie tzitzis. If a woman tied tzitzis, it's going to be bustle, because tzitzis is a machlekes hatanaim, whether women are mechuyib in tzitzis or not. Is in a mitzvah seses has man grum, and the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. So we paskin that the ksus laila is potter. Urisim also prat with ksus laila. So since ksus laila is potter, so that's called a mitzvah seses has man grum, and women are potter. According to the other tanaim, we hold that ksus laila is chayiv, so women are chayiv, and women are mechuyib in tzitzis. So Tosfos shows, and if you're Masechtos, we paskin that ksus laila is pata, women are pata from tzitzis. So the Rabbi Natam says, whenever you see from this Gemara, whenever there's a mitzvah that a woman is pata from, so she's pasul for asiyas ha-mitzvah. And the same is true regarding tying up the lulav, the hadasim, and aravas. When you make the eged, a woman cannot do the eged. Since netilas lulav is clearly a mitzvah, says the Shazman Gram, it's only on Sukkos, a couple of days on Sukkos. So it's a mitzvah, so I say, she has my grammar. So since women are potter from the mitzvah, so they're puzzle for making the eged. So the Rabbi Natam is a pella. The Bali HaTos disagree with the Rabbi Natam. Since when are women puzzle any mitzvah that women are potter from them? They're puzzle to make the cheftashal mitzvah. The Gemara has over here, on chesam and beis, facing tesam and olive. You have chesam and beis. So the Gemara has one brisa, the sukkah's gambach is good, and one brisa that sukkah's rakvash is good. Gambach rakvash is Rashi Davis. And gambach stands for goyim, noshim, behemoth, and kusim. If a woman makes a sukkah, so it says beferish that the sukkah is good. So a woman is kosher for asiyas sukkah. Women are pata from sukkah, that's beferish and mishnayis. Noshim and avodim are pata because sukkah is a mitzvah saseh as man grama. How did Rabbi Natam generalize the rule? He says, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Yosef and this Gemara, in Gittin Mem Hei Beis, How do you see from that pasuk? The pasuk in Kriyat Shema says "Kshatam lo so yadecha." Chsavtam amzuz beisach mesherach. It says there's a connection between tefillin and mezuzah. It doesn't say every single mitzvah that a woman is potter from. She's puzzled for writing, a puzzle for preparing the chepzah. You see, it's not even true. Here the Gemara says that a woman is potter from sukkah and still she can put up the sukkah. So how can Rabbeinu Tam generalize the rule? That's all the kashas that the Baalei HaTos is asking against the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mishkanes Yankiv has a sefer Koheles Yankiv on Seder Moed. He has a lot on brachas and then he has a little bit on the rest of Seder Moed. In the end of the sefer, he has additional tshuvas that he didn't include in the Mishkanes Yankiv. Just as strong as those in the Mishkanes Yankiv. They're not weaker. In his old age, he was also strong. So in the sefer Koheles Yankiv, he has the following pshat. The Ksav Sefer also has a tshuva. Chelek Arachaim, he writes the same pshat. I think it's a very good pshat. He says the Rabbeinu Tam held that this is a svara pshuta, that whenever you need lishma, whoever is ain't a b'toris cannot create lishma. We know that today. We know that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik wrote a sefer on the Rambam, which is printed after he died by the children. And the sefer he quotes Rab Simcha Zelig Grieger, said like that. Dr. Rieger's father used to be the dayan by Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in Brisk. So he quotes, I think that's the only person that he quotes in the Zephyr. He quotes, Absim Chazalik said, he has in Hilchas Gerishin, he says like that, that a Nochri cannot write a get. So Tosis has four different reasons why. So Rab Chaim quotes, Absim Chazalik, two of the reasons, according to the Rambam, two of the reasons are the same. A Nochri doesn't have a parsha of Gerishin. The two opinions in the Rishalmi where the Nochrim cannot get divorced, that's the opinion that the Catholic Church has adopted. Goyim, once they get married, they're stuck for life, unless they kill their spouse. They're stuck for life, they can't get rid of the spouse, they're married forever. And the Rambam is very lenient against the Catholic Church. The Rambam says, no, the Goyim can get divorced, but they don't need Gerishin Biksav. Either he or she can initiate the divorce and just say, nice knowing you, goodbye and good luck, I'm going to marry someone else. You don't need Gerishin Biksav. But however you hold, whether you hold like the more strict opinion that the Goyim can't get divorced at all, like the Catholics, so machmer, or like the Rambam's psak, that the Goyim can get divorced bal peh, either he or she can initiate the divorce, they both agreed, the Rishalmi says they both agreed that by Goyim there's no such thing as a get. So since by Bnei Noach there's no such thing as a get, so a Goy is ein b'toras get, ein b'toras gerishin. So therefore the Goy cannot create lishmo. The Gemara says a Goy writes a get, he can't create lishmo, why not? So some Rishalmi say, they write the funny as if Goyim have shvache kep, they can't concentrate for so long. There's such a rush in Uchas Sefer Torah. If you just need lishma for a moment, so then the Goy can think lishma. But if you need lishma for a prolonged period of time, you write a get. It takes 15, 20 minutes to write a get, so a Goy can't concentrate for so long. What kind of a funny pshat is that? So most of the Rishonim don't agree. The Rosh talks about Ibud, when you take the high, then you convert it into parchment for a Sefer Torah, so you need Ibud Lishma. So what do you do to convert it into parchment? So someone puts the high into water, and then someone has to throw in chemicals. So all you need is to think Lishma for half a second when you fill the chemical in. So since you only have to concentrate for half a second, so the Nachrin can think Lishma. But to write a Sefer Torah, that's going to take forever. To write a get, that's going to take 20 minutes. A goy, you can't concentrate so long. It's a funny pshat that the Rosh has. So the Rab Chaim quotes in the name of Rab Simcha Zelig that a nochri cannot create lishmob. He's talking about a get. So he says, since a nochri is ainah, but Torah is gerishin, so that's why he cannot create lishmob. It's one and the same thing. Tosfos writes there are four different reasons why a nochri cannot write a get. So Rab Simcha Zelig said two of them are identical. Eina b'toris gitnami kiddushin is the reason why he cannot create lishma. That's how the Rab Chaim quotes it from Rab Simcha Zelig. If you look in the Ritvo on Psochem and Afmem, he quotes it in the name of the Gaonim. The Gaonim said that the Shmura Matzah, we said there's a question, what does it mean Shmura Matzah? Shmura Matzah means Shima Mechimutz, or Shmura Matzah means Asiyah Lishma. So the Ritva quotes from the Goyim that Shmura Matzah requires not only Shema Mechimus, you need Asiya Lishma, and a Goy is not Mechiv in the Mitzvah of Matzah, he's ain't a Bataris Mitzvah's Matzah, so that's why he cannot create Lishma. So the Goyim already said like that, whoever is ain't a Bataris, any particular Mitzvah, cannot create Lishma on that Mitzvah. So Rabbi Natama, this is what the Mishkan HaSyankev writes in Kohelos Yankev, and the Ksav Sefer writes in his Chuvis, Rabbi Natama understood that a woman cannot write tefillin, for that you don't need a pasuk. That's as far as pshuta, because ksivas tefillin needs lishma, and a woman is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillin. So any mitzvah, Rabbi Natam thinks that tying on the tzitzis needs lishma. We said that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Bali HaTosfos. So according to the Bali HaTosfos, that tying the tzitzis onto the garment needs lishma. So women are butter from tzitzis. So it's a svara pshuta that she cannot create lishma. Whatever you reign in b'toras, you cannot create lishma. The shaila is, what about mezuzah? Women are mechuyev in mezuzah. So women should have been able to write their own mezuzah. So for that you needed the smuchim. That you darshan smuchim. Ukshatim achzavtem, mishayne bikshira, since women are potter from hanachas tefillin, so women are puzzle for writing their own mezuzah, even though they are b'toras. It's not that you need a gzeres hakasav every time you want to puzzle a woman to make a cheftish on mitzvah. No, by tzitzis, the Rabbeinu Tamal says, for a pshuta, whoever is any b'toras cannot create lishma. A goy cannot make lishma by the get, because any b'toras gerishim b'ksav. A goy cannot make lishma by matzah, because any b'toras mitzvah's matzah. That a woman cannot write tefillin, for that you never needed a pasuk. That the woman can't write tefillin. He said, Rabbeinu Tam held that as far as pshuta. Women are butter from tefillin. But women are mechuyev in mezuzah. So for that you need a pasuk. The pasuk tells you that sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah are all together. They're all in the same boat together. So that's why not only are the women puzzle for ksivas tefillin, because ain't a b'toras mitzvah tefillin, they're even puzzle for ksivas mezuzah. So that's how they answer the kasha from Sukkot. They say, according to Rabbi Natam, that he holds it's a general din, a universal din, every mitzvah that the women are potter from, so the puzzle for making the cheftish or mitzvah, so how can it say sukkah's gambach is good if a woman makes a sukkah, it's kosher, but the women are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah? So the answer is, if the din would have been like Beis Shammai, that you need hanochas haschach lishma, then we would have said on our own, that's correct, that a woman cannot put the schach on top of the sukkah, because a woman is ain't a b'torah, she cannot create lishma. But we don't pass like Beis Shammai, we pass like the Beis Hillel. And it's not the way the Yerushalmi says that. They both agree that you need hanochas haschach lishma. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, they're just arguing how much they need lishma. Beis Shammai say you need on every inch of the schach needs hanocha lishma, and the Beis Hillel say if you have tefach al tefach is enough, or if you have mashal al pnei kula, not like the Yerushalmi. No, the way the Bavli said, according to Beis Hillel, you don't need hanochas haschach lishma at all. So the Braisa that says that a woman can place the schach, can construct the sukkah, the Braisa goes kifi halacha that we pass on like Beis Hillel, since you don't need lishma, so of course women are kosher. The Rabbi Natam only meant to say that women are puzzle for hanoch, tying the chutia tzitzis onto the beggar l'shitasai, because the Baal HaTos held you need kshiras tzitzis lishma, and a woman is ain't a b'toras, so whoever is ain't a b'toras any given mitzvah cannot create lishma. The question is, so why did you need a pasuk to say that a nochri, the abel b'nei Yisrael b'yasa olam tzitzis b'nei Yisrael b'yasa v'lo masa olam asu, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a goy cannot tie on the tzitzis? Goyim are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you need kshiras tzitzis lishma, so we should have said on our own that it's possible. So that's a murderous kasha. I don't know that the Rishonim asked that. That's where the Rambam got his shita from, that you don't have to tie the chutei abeged, the chutei tzitzis lishma. There's no such thing. Just gedilim tasa l'chod, the making of the strings has to be lishma, the tviyah lishma. But not that even the tviyah has to be lishma. Only the tviyah needs lishma. Taking the wool and converting it into strings has to be done lishma, but tying onto the beggar does not have to be done lishma. Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch always gives you a Mar Mekaymus cross references. So he refers you to one of the Gedolim of his, contemporary of his, who has a suggestion, a remez in the Chumash against the Rabbi Natam, that a woman can't tie the tzitzis on the beggar. Rabbi Natam holds that you need lishma, so the women are in a b'torah, so they cannot create lishma. So he quotes the remez. It says, Darbel b'nei Yisrael, the mitzvah of tzitzit is only b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael. Then it says, v'amarta aleihem. Why does it say twice, Darbel b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem? And Dibur is usually Loshen Kosher, and Amir is usually Loshen Rako. So here it switches, Daber B'nei Yisrael, Marta Aleim. So he says, no, it means Daber B'nei Yisrael, tell her husbands that they should tell her wives, Marta Aleim, Loshen Rako, Yosalam Tzitzis. The wives are always making all the clothing for the husband. Years ago, the women made dresses and they made suits for the husband. So the husband should tell his wife that she should make tzitzis for him. Yosalam Tzitzis. So if a woman ties a tzitzis, I raya against her, Abinatan, from the post. Okay. Rabbi Kevege quotes that.
From
the bottom of your office.
Would that exclude a kotam too?
No, not necessarily. Oh, okay. Well, according to Rabbi Natam, they're both no good. They're both no good. But according, Rabbi Kevege quotes from the bottom of your office. The bottom of your office has a drusha.
If you're machshir a woman.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, can you also be machshir a kotam?
No, not necessarily, because a cotton is a labardas. He can say he can't al pidin, he can't think lishma. A woman is a gedayla. So if you're married to a gedayla, if your wife is bas mitzvah, so a gedayla can think lishma. Rabbi Natan holds that whoever is any b'teiras cannot create lishma.
I'm trying to be matzlik zayde.
Yeah. Yes, good. The shaila is Rabbi Natan said it also minigir to the eged and the lulav. I remember for many years. The Bnei Akiva in Washington Heights used to sell lulav and masuegma. They used to have a girl tie the lulav with the hadassim and the arovas. Until the girl got married, then she moved out of town. But for many years, she used to tie. So what's the Morgan Avram calls this Rabbi Natam? This text is in Gittin Daf Mem Hem, basically that a woman shouldn't do eged. The way the Achraidim say, that the way the Mishkan Tzayikul said, and the way the Tzav Sofer said, that Rabbi Natam shita, that a woman is only possible for tying tzitzis because you need lishma. Whenever you don't need lishma, then there's no psul. So what is Rabbi Natam talking about? That the women shouldn't tie the lulav with the hadassim and the arayis. You need lishma for that. So the answer is yes. There's a gemara about that. On Daf Yud Aleph in Sukkot. The gemara has a machlokes hatanan with the lulav tzarech eged or not. So Gemara says, L'chatchil, everybody agrees that Zekelev Yanveyu, it's a hida mitzvah. You should have the hadassim and arobas tied together in a neged with the lulav. But the shaila is, what if you didn't have it tied together? You just hold everything together without any eged. Is lulav tzarech eged liyikuvah, or is it only mishum Zekelev Yanveyu? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So what is the nekudas hamachlokes with the lulav tzarech eged? So if you don't look in the Gemara, if you just think balpeh, so the pashtus is you need a tziruf between the dalet minim together. There is a machlokes harishayin. What if you pick up one after the other after the other? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. If you pick up the esrog and the hadassim and the arovas and the lulav b'zeh chazeh chazeh, he eats a b'dieved even b'zeh chazeh. We pass from lulav ein tzarech eged. And the Rambam writes like that. You can pick up b'zeh chazeh. And Tosfos and Menachos says not so. That everybody agrees. You have to hold all the dal minim of asachas. They pick up asachas. They're not mitzuref yachad. So the pashtus, if you don't look in the Gemara, the pashtus is that according to the Tanna Rav Yehuda, who holds a lulav tzarech eged, what it means is that even if you're picking up everything at the same time, but it's not tied together, so it's not mitzuref yachad. It's like picking up asachas. It's not mitzuref. You look in the Gemara, it doesn't say that at all. In the Gemara, it says a totally different explanation for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's not a word of tziruf. You have to be mitzar for the dal minim together. It's a word of asiyas. Tzitzis is man-made. It doesn't grow from the ground. In tefillin, doesn't grow from the ground. Sefer Torah doesn't grow from the ground. You need that asiyah. Hadassim and arabis and lulav and anesi grows from the ground. It's a natural item. So the pashtus says there's no need for asiyas ha-esrog. How are you going to go? I say, you have to plant the esrog tree. That's called Asiyas Es. The Pashtun says, there is no din of Asiyas Es, Asiyas Alul. So the Gemara says that this is really the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged Lihikuva. What it means is that you need Asiyas Alulav. And the Asiyah consists of when you tie together the Adasim and the Arabis with the Lulav, that's called Asiyas Alulav. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon, you don't need Asiyas Alul. It's a natural item, it grows from the ground. It's good the way it is. And according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, whose opinion is not accepted, you need Asiyas Alulav, and there would be an issue of Tasu Lamen Asui. We have it all the time, Tasu Lamen Asui. You have an Eged, and then you take out the Lulav, and you leave the Hadas Manarovas and put it in the refrigerator. and the next morning you take it out and you put the lulav back in. So the eged is there ready before you put the lulav in. So every day we do tasav alayim anos. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Yudah, that would be pasul. Lulav tzarech eged li kuva. Why? Because you need asiya. And the asiya requires tasav alayim anos. If it'll be minos, so it lacks an asiya. And then the Gemara is mesupik. If you hold that you need an asiya, if you hold like Rabbi Yudah that you need an asiyah and tasav lamanos is not good, then it's room to say that you need asiyah lushma also. So if a kotam will make the egg, it'll be no good. So if you hold like Rabbi Yudah, you have to make a few assumptions. If you hold like Rabbi Yudah that lulav tzarech eged liikuva, and the Gemara says, but it means this, you need an asiyah and tasav lamanos is no good, then the Gemara says that it's possible to insist, it's a machlik, it's possible to insist, and you need davka asiyah lushma. So then, a woman who's ain't a b'taris mitzvah lulav cannot create the lishma. So that's pashtus what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say. That women are puzzled for tying tzitzis, because he holds that you need asiyas tzitzis lishma. When you tie the chutam onto the beged, you have to tie the shma. So women are ain't a b'taris, they can't create the shma. And women are puzzled for eged, making the eged, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yudah, that lulav tzarech eged, and you need an asiyah, and you hold like that side in the Gemara, you daf your alta, you need asiyah lishma, then a woman would be puzzled. Pellas, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yudah. So what is the Magen Avraham quoting the Rabbeinu Tam? If he only meant that Aliba the Rabbi Yudah. So you have to say, this is already a chiddush, you have to say, the Gemara says that even according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yudah, that lulav ein tzarech eged means ein tzarech eged liikuva. But l'chatchil you do need an eged. So what does that mean, l'chatchili need an eged? So the classical poskim all assume it should look nice. Zakeli ma'abeh, it should look nice. Let's say a goy will make the eged. You're going to say, there's a din l'chatchili of tasav lemon asui. Let's say we do it all the time. You take out the lulav. Let's say you put the lulav in a container with water to keep it fresh. Then you take the lulav out from the container of water, then you put it in the together with the eged, with the hadassim and the arovas. So we do it all the time, we do tasav alayim anos. We assume that it's good l'chatchila, that there's no problem. So the Rav held that so. Rav Soloveitcher held against all the classical poskim. He held that just like lulav tzarech eged l'chatchila, so there's a Rashi later in Sukkah, where Rashi writes, and Alamed also, so Rashi writes that according to Rabbi Yudah, you need a kesher al-gabi kesher. It's not good just to wrap it around and to tuck it in. So Rashi said, the same is true according to the Rabbanon, that l'chatchil lulav tzarech eged, you need a kesher agabi kesher. It's not good enough if you make if you wrap it and you tuck it in. It has to be mamash a kesher. So Rabbi Soloveitcher assumed that whatever Rabbi Yudah requires l'ikuvah, the chachamim would require l'chatchil. So tasav lamin also, and you would need asiyah l'shma. So that's why the Magen Avraham quotes the Rabbeinu Tam b'aloch. Yeah, but ma'aseh m'chol yom, we don't do that. Rabbi Soloveitcher, once he wouldn't use a keshikol. Everybody uses that container that they sell in the store. The keshikol is manufactured before you put in the lulav, the hadassim, and the arovas. So by definition, it's always tasav lemon asui. So the rab didn't use the keshikol. He would hold the lulav, the hadassim, and the arovas together, and then he would tie a double knot, make a kesher around it with the lulav strip, and then he wouldn't take out the lulav and put it back in every day. That's tasav lemon asui. So he held that just like the Rabbi Yudah, pasels b'di'eved, so like the Chachamim, he needed l'chatchila. So we say the way Rabbi Soloveitcher said, then you understand why the Magen Avraham quotes this Rabbeinu Tam l'dina, that a woman shouldn't tie the eged because he need l'shma, l'chatchila he need l'shma, and a woman is ain't a b'tarish, she cannot create l'shma. But l'maisa, we don't follow that. We use a keshikol. It's always tasav l'manasa. So we just told them, we follow what Rashi said. But what Rabbi Yudah said, Likuva, we require l'chatchila, means you need a kesher, agabi kesher. But we're not concerned about the tasva lemon asa. There's a sefer, Chaim Avrocha, the Mishmer Shalom. In the early 1900s, there was a big poisek in Europe who wrote a sefer, Mishmer Shalom. Mishmer Shalom is a commentary on the Prima Gadim, on Yeridayim. So years ago, when people learned for smicha, they learned Yeridayim with the Prima Gadim. And a lot of times the Prima Gadim is a little unclear. So this Paisik wrote a whole chibur on the Prima Gadim. Today, a lot of people never look in the Prima Gadim, so they have no use for the Mishmer Shalom. So the same author who wrote the Mishmer Shalom on the Prima Gadim wrote two svarim that are called Chaim Avrochel and Mishmer Shalom. One is he has all of Hilchas Avelos alphabetically arranged, and the other one is he has all of Hilchas Dalad Minim alphabetically arranged. He says, he writes in the introduction to the Sefer and Dalad Minim, Chayav Brach, Mishmar Rishonim, he writes that the Rabbanim are so busy, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, with the Tkiyas, and half of the Balabatim have to eat on Yom Kippur, Pachas Mikushi, who is allowed to eat, who's not allowed to eat, they're so busy, and then the Balabatim have the Shalas with the Dalad Minim, with the Sukkahs, they have no time to look up the Dinim, so he's going to make it easy for the Rabbanim, so he puts everything in alphabetical order. So at the very last page in the Sefer, on the top, he has Tasav Laman Asai. So he quotes the Maharsham. He was a contemporary of the Maharsham. So he quotes the Maharsham, says, Tasav Laman Asai is only a Shaila Elibid Rebuta and Daf Yud Aleph. Once you hold like the Rabbanon, there's no issue of Tasav Laman Asai. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, and Daf Yud Aleph is like that. So that's about Rav Soloveitchik. Thought not so. He was Machmer. Because Rashi says later in the Masechta that whatever Rebuta requires in the Ikuva, the Chachamim would require lachatchila mishem zakeh l'me'abeah. Not some, it should look nice. You need kesher, agabi kesher. Not some to wrap it around and to tuck it in. So Rav Soloveitchik thought who had the nami tasvah l'manasa would pass a lachatchila by us. And then you would need lishma. Okay, so then you understand why the Magen Avraham quotes this Rabbi Natan ben Dina that a woman shouldn't do the eged. Very good. Sukkah is a very cheerful masichta. There's a tongue twister of a Balamor here that I wanted to talk about, but I will not be able to cover it. Let me just explain what the issue is. At least I'll explain the problem. There's a Balamor and Daftes, a long Balamor and Daftes. And the Chazon Ish writes the Balamor contradicting himself within the long paragraph. Chazon Ish was during our lifetime. Ramat Chabanet was the chief rabbi of a whole area in Hungary during the lifetime of the Chasam Sefer. So he has a commentary. His name was Mart Chabanet. So he has a commentary, Bira Mordechai, on the bottom of the Mordechai. So he also points out that the Balamor doesn't read straight. So I'll just explain what the problem is. I won't be able to explain the answer. So the problem is like this. Whenever you say that you need Lishma, you need Lishma according to Bishamai Bayasiya Sasuke. You need lishma by ksiva sefer Torah. You need by ibud haklaf. When you make it into parchment, you need ibud lishma. You need lishma by making chutei tzitzis. Okay, whenever you need lishma, how does this relate to the machlokes abai v'rova, whether hazmana milsa, hazmana la milsa? Yimar has a machlokes. I have a pair of tefillin, and I go to the store and I buy tefillin zekel. I didn't put the tefillin into the tefillin zekel yet. So does the tefillin zekel already have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha? Because I designated it? Or let's say somebody died and I buy tachrichim. So not only the masons, also banor, misham shameis, are also banor. Machlekes, whether that's the raisa, the rabbana, whether misham shameis. But bottom line, it's also banor. So do you say it's only called misham shameis when it's mishamish the mace, but boil mamish? You actually put it on the mace, or you designated it to be a mishamish the mace. If I'm still alive and I go pick out a nice pair of tachrichim, so for sure, the Gemara said, that's not osabano, the guy's still alive. But if he has the tefillin already, and he goes to the store and he buys a tefillin zekel, do you say it's already called, so Abai holds hazmana milsi, it's already called mishamshe tashmishe kedusha, al shem ha'asid, because he plans to put the tefillin in. We don't pass like Abai. It's not from the Al Kagam. We pass like Rava. Then Hazman Ala Milsi. So the question is, if you hold Hazman Ala Milsi, so what does it help that you prepare the tzitzis lishma, but nothing was chal? What does it help that you take hide and you convert it into parchment lishma in order to make a tefillin out of it, in order to make a sefer Torah out of it? But if you hold Hazman Ala Milsi, so the lishma wasn't chal. So this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where you have. So then, Daphnem Zainim, basically, the Gemara has machlekes, Habai v'Rabu, where the Hazmana Milsi, Hazmana Lam Milsi. And the Gemara says, the Balamor quotes it on Daftes. And the Gemara says it's connected, the topic where they need Ibud Lishma on the Klaf, where they need preparing the Chutei Tzitzis Lishma, is connected to the topic of Hazmana Milsi. In which way is it connected? The Gemara says it's totally Zebizet. Which direction is it connected? So there's Machlokes, there's Rashi and Tosfos, ben Akotz al Akotz, opposites. So Rashi learns the Poshut Pshat. If you hold Hazman, Alav Milsehi, so all the Hachonis you're going to do are fake. nothing was chal. So once you pask on halacha like Rav, it doesn't make sense to require lishma on anything. What do you mean you got to make the sukkah lishma? It's not chal. Nothing is chal. If Hasman Alam will say nothing was chal, the sukkah is not going to be hooked until it's first until you sit in the sukkah. So you make the sukkah lishma, it's lamala v'lamarit, you didn't accomplish anything. You got to make the chuti atzitzis lishma, nothing was accomplished. It's still, nothing happened yet. That's how Rashi learns. And the Balei HaTosfos disagree. The Balamor thinks that the Balei HaChachmei, he often follows Rashi. Here, he's not happy with Rashi, because Pesach Halacha, if you pass on Hazman Olam Milsi, we say, you do need Asiyah Lishma by the Chutei HaTzitzis. You do need Asiyah Lishma to make the Klaf, Lishma to write a Sefer Torah on it. So the Balamor thinks that more correct is the Shitas Chachmei Tzorfas, that in the other direction, you always have to, when you want to use parchment to write tefillin on it, to write a Sefer Torah on it, or you want to use strings for tzitzis, so it has to have a shem chutei tzitzis, it has to be considered. You have to do something in advance before you use it for the tzitzis. So if the din would have been like Abaye, that Hazmana Milsi, then you wouldn't have needed Asiyah Lishma. You go to the store and you buy strings and you declare, I'm going to use this for the tzitzis. So already Hazmana Milsi, it already has the shem chutei tzitzis before you tie it onto the beggar, then there would be no need to make the chutim lishma. And if you go to a goy and you buy parchment that he made for secular purposes, and I designated balpe, I designated I'm going to use it to make tefillin on it, so they would have a shame, klaf shel tefillin, without asiyah lishma. But since we paskan like Ravid, the hazman alam milsehi, so therefore you have to have asiyah lishma. That's how the Balei HaTosfos say fakir from Rashi. So the Balamor prefers the Tosfos pshat. He doesn't think that Rashi is right. Then the Balamor says that there's a difference. The whole discussion in the Gemara, whether you need Asiyah Lishma, he says, is only on the batim. Only on the batim of the tefillin. He says, on the parshias of the tefillin, that's the Guf Ekdusha. So no one would say, 1 minute, what does he say? Everyone would agree that you do need Asiyah Lishma. On the batim, that's Tashmishi Kedusha, because you put the parshias are the Gufi Kedusha. The batim are Tashmishi Kedusha, because the batim cover up the parshias. So on the batim, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches, Gemara quotes the Machlok Zatanayim, whether the batim need Asiyah Lishma or not. So he says, only on the batim there's a machlokes. On the parshios, everybody agrees that you have to have asiyah lishma. Why? Because it's the gufik dusha. So the Balamor is distinguishing between gufik dusha and tashmishik dusha. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote such an opinion that we distinguish between the Nebuki Yosef and Sanhedrin quotes Rabbeinu Acha. It's not Rabbi Chai Goin, it's not in the Shiltas. Some region, Rabbeinu Acha, who distinguishes that the whole machlokes habay v'rava, whether hazmana milsi or not, is only on Tashmishi Kedusha. And the Gufi Kedusha, everybody agrees that yes, Hazmana Milsehi. So if a person takes hide and he converts it into parchment and he plans to use it for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, you're not allowed to use it for secular purposes, even though you never made it. You convert it into parchment, but you never wrote the Parshias on it. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes this, Rabbeinu Acha, that on the Gufi Kedusha, you say Hazmana Milsehi. But here, the Balamor says Fakeret. Balamor holds, whenever you say Hazmana Milsehi, then you don't need Ibud Lishma. Then you can do the Hazmana. So the Balamor says, on the klaf that you're going to write the Parsha, everybody agrees that you need Ibud Lishma. Why does everybody agree? If anything, it should be the reverse. Everyone should agree that you don't need Ibud Lishma because Hazmana Milsehi. Balamor says, the Gemara made a connection between Lishma and Hazmana Milsehi. So the Balamor holds like Tosfos. The connection is, if the din would have been Hazmana Milsehi, then you wouldn't have needed Ibud Lishma. So by the Gufi Kedusha, the Balamor sounds like he's saying by Gufi Kedusha, everybody agrees that Hazmana Milsehi. So then you should have said, so you don't need Ibud Lishma. So how does he forget that you do need Ibud Lishma? So that's what the Rav Mordechai Benetti asks, and not the Chazanish says. The whole Balamor is a stira min eibe. So that the answer would take a little bit too long. Maybe we'll leave it for the next Magid Shir. Okay?
So the schedule is as follows. Rabbi Willig will be giving a shir in about an hour. Rabbi Willig has Maamar Chumos here. His topic shifts a little bit from mitzvah lishma to mitzvos tzrichos kavana, specifically in the realm of kriyat shema. So there are source packets over here. Everybody is invited to take a source packet, to learn b'chavrusa, learn on your own, whatever suits you. Rabbi Willig will be here at 11:30 for the shir. Rebbe will be here the whole morning through lunch, and during lunch there'll be a Q&A. Rabbi Penner will be coming in a few minutes as well. So we hope everybody has some time and is able to continue with the Talmud Torah. And again, thank you very much for the Rosh Hashiva for the wonderful shir. So the packets are over here, and everybody, please stay and enjoy.
When you speak about tzitzis,
yes,
I thought the whole slayer shiachem was you had to own it. You know that we know that if I come to Shabbos morning,
Tal Shula.
Yeah, so but we don't make a block on.
Yeah.